Iran has marked Defense Industry Day by officially unveiling 6 major deterrent military achievements. Defense Minister Ahmad Vahidi says only a few countries have the technology to build some of the equipment manufactured in Iran.
We have many achievements in the Ministry of Defense. We chose 6 of these achievements and unveiled them. They are important in their own place. For example, the 5,000 horsepower marine engine. We can move heavy ships by putting a few of these engines together. An airborne testing laboratory, which enables us to test in high speeds and can be made by maximum 3 countries in the world. A more accurate missile and a 160mm mortar that can be used as artillery. And a 4-wheel drive car for rough terrain.
In the past few weeks, several Israeli officials have threatened to use military force against Iran, which is in violation of Chapter 2, Paragraph 4 of the UN Charter. Iran's foreign minister says that even though Tel Aviv does not have the force to carry out its threats, Tehran is ready in case of such an attack.
If Israel really wanted to attack Iran, it wouldn't make so much noise and scream that it is attacking. Israel is not in a position to attack Iran. It lost its reputation in 33-day war against Hezbollah and the war on Gaza. Now they want to go to war with this great nation? It is clear that such threats are not serious, but this does not mean that we do not take these seriously.
Iran's Minister of Communications also says Tehran's quite capable of defending itself in cyberspace.
Unfortunately, we have witnessed a series of government-backed cyber attacks. There are around a couple of thousands of such attacks per day. There are treaties and conventions against such attacks, and they are against international law. These attacks seem to be rooted in Israel. Fortunately, we have a good and secure infrastructure, and we neutralize all these attacks.
Iran has repeatedly assured other nations, especially regional neighbors, that its military might poses no threat to them, insisting that its defense doctrine is merely based on deterrence. Iran is self-sufficient in providing for much of its military needs. Officials say this is good news for Tehran's friends and a warning for its enemies. Arash Khalapari, Press TV, Tehran.